Blog Talk Radio.
If I could find a way, I'd take back those words that I
coming to who? Everyone, it's Carly. Okay. Hey, right. If you want to go bath, wait. I will not bath Carly. Okay. I'm going off on a lot of things tonight, and really, I don't give a shit. If anyone has a fucking problem with that, I know I should. Not real, but right now I'm angry. But first, I have some happy news. I just saw my little niece last night. She was born yesterday at 1:11, and let me tell you guys, I know I'm not supposed to be saying this. I'm in love with her. She's so cute. She just, you know, her little pinky. Well, I was trying to help her hand, her little pinky touched my hand, but it didn't happen. But she did not cry when I held her, so that was like a good thing. Okay, yeah, I'm pissed off tonight, and I'm not gonna not be nice. And oh, thank you, you guys. Yeah, she's so cute. Her name is Cassandra, but people. I'll call her Cass, but she has that cute personality. Okay, so I will be going back about being Ann Leo. Tonight I'm going off on the Sam. I don't care. I know we should not engage in families and whatnot, but let me say this. Kelly Monaco, you know, is the worst actress that ever come out of daytime. And in my opinion, this is my opinion. So, you can tell me if some of the weather sun isn't fine. But, you know, the thing is, the Sam has not worked for the last 3 years. You know, the Sam has never worked in my book. So all of the fucking people on to saying, oh, Ariel 2 and this Sam are gonna get their happy ending. Both say it's time for Laidlaw. Mark my words, people. Laidlaw is coming. Zeke's alive. And if anyone really wants to go up against me on that, go ahead. Make my day. You know, this Sam all got. Okay, so just because Steve Burton tweeted about a wedding outfit. Oh, that makes it so that he's going to be in a wedding with the Sam. And that, oh, my God, you guys, they're coming. There's another wedding. I mean, come on. And Sam can kill your baby, let me tell you. Right now and then, Sam could not be a good mother. Oh, and people, if you bash Carly as a mother tonight, I will take all of you people that are bashing my girl down. And if you're going to bash Liz, you have another thing coming. Okay, I'm going to bring on my co-host, who probably thinks I'm crazy about now. Hello.
Hello? Oh, sorry, I'm here working on, I'm studying for the CBEST exam, so I'm like, as you were speaking, I was like trying to do a wordy word problem, so.
Well, we actually have calls tonight.
Okay.
Which is like,
I just want to say that I'm right now, I went to the library yesterday. I bought the Jonathan storybook from Guiding Light, and I kind of was hesitant because I can't picture Jonathan with anybody but Tammy, but that's just me. But anyway, take other callers. That's fine. Go ahead.
Yes. Okay, well, wait. So I was okay, K9 to the Navia. Okay. Oh, and by the way, people, my rants will be going through the night when I think about other rants. But let me tell you, I believe Raylan is on the way, so I'm bringing on 360. Hey, Amy.
Hi.
Yeah. Did you hear my little rant?
I did. My goodness, you have a lot to say.
You know what?
What's going on?
I am just so mad that, you know, people want to believe the magazines, but they are 3 weeks old.
Carly, I told you, forget what they think.
No. People,
they don't mean anything anymore. Because they're
younger
now.
Exactly. And when I looked at Steve... Whatever Steve is tweeting on Twitter about a wedding and working with Chemo and Kristen Stone doesn't mean anything. And this, you know, I mean,
Did Steve actually tweet about a wedding?
Oh, no. He goes, hey, I look, they fitted me with a suit. Hey, Albert, they fitted me with a suit, like a dress, you know. And you guys, that doesn't mean anything. Let me tell you now, I will go on record saying this couple won't ever get married. This couple won't have a happy ending.
No, they won't.
Yep.
No,
they won't
it either. It doesn't matter. They're just like this is very confusing time right now because everything's coming really fast.
Exactly.
But it's also slow, if you understand what I mean. We've been waiting for so freaking long.
Mm-hmm.
And we keep hearing changes are happening, and then we see this boring shit, same conversation day after day after day, and it's just a stall. It's just a stall. If there is a proposal, if there is a wedding, it will not last. It will not last. It will not last. But I don't think there is.
I believe that too.
If you think about it, Elizabeth did marry Lucky, you know, a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It might be something like that for a little while, but, you know, with reverse, but I don't think so. I really don't think so.
Yeah, and I still believe that we are going to see a click boom very, 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 very soon. And, you know, people, so this, a quick booming, and, you know, people, if you put the pieces all together about Zig, the day he died, everything, nothing will ever add up. That is the worst story on daytime.
Elizabeth is still questioning it. His name is still being brought up.
Exactly.
If he was gone, they would not talk about him. They would just move
exactly.
on. Exactly.
Oh, Chris is on the line. On the line. Hey, Chris.
Hey.
Didn't you just love my little rant?
I did enjoy your little rant, but in all fairness, too, I have to disagree with some of the stuff you said. First of all, I don't think they would just. Any mother who lost her son is not just going to forget that she lost her son. So
exactly.
I don't necessarily
think that
you know, they would just, she's just going to not, you know, stop thinking about Jake. So, you know, you can look at it from that point of view. But as far as the wedding stuff is concerned, I think everybody just needs to take a chill pill and remember that, you know, the Garen Wolf stuff hasn't started yet. We don't know what this man has planned.
Right.
We don't know what his outlines are. We don't know where the show's going to go from here. We, you know, this is all Guza stuff, and that has to play out for a while. So
yes, it does. And
everybody
probably
needs
until
to just
mid-July or
take
so,
a chill pill.
I would imagine.
Right. Right. So everybody
I
just
would
needs
imagine.
To calm down.
I know.
I mean, maybe in the works, and he did some breakdowns here and there. He brought us. The recent, I heard that he was behind the recent Jason and Elizabeth scenes to begin with, recently, rather.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know
yep.
who that is, but
we have another caller on the line, and I think it's Silas. Hey, Silas.
Hi, Carly. Are you calm yet? I don't want to interrupt your rant.
No, I'm calm. I'm calm for the moment. So
she's calm.
Yes.
She just freaks out a little bit, and I need to cyber her. That's all.
Yeah, that's what Amy. That's what Amy is here for. Amy and Chris. So, what was? Oh, Silas, you go. You think that could bring them closer to Zeke and Elizabeth? I will say for the rest of my life. Zeke never died. Zeke is not dead.
No, Jake is alive. Helena's coming back. It's all up in the air right now because no one knows what's going to happen. No one knows.
It really is. It is all up in the air. But, you know, let's just pretend that Jake is dead, okay?
I
know a lot of
people. No, thank you.
A lot
no,
of people
thank you.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Wait a
no, because Jason and Elizabeth were together before a baby.
That's
so they
right.
can be together
and
without a baby. You know what I mean? But
they
I
don't
think
Jake
it's true.
To be connected.
And you know
they
what
don't
mean,
need Jake to, absolutely. They don't.
Let's just think for a minute about what Jason sacrificed out of love for his son. Think about how Elizabeth feels such guilt for what Jason sacrificed. That could bring Jason and Elizabeth much closer together. Because they both sacrificed for the sake of that child, and in the end,
absolutely.
They both lost something. That
absolutely.
Is meant. That brings a relationship closer, and it would make Jason love Elizabeth more and make Elizabeth love Jason more.
Absolutely.
I really think, as tragic as this whole Jake death is, the aftermath of what happened to Jake could be such a beautiful culmination of a love story that's been going on for a decade.
I agree with you, Silas. I totally agree
yes.
with that. I don't
absolutely.
Think Jake has to be brought back in order for Jason and Elizabeth to have
right.
a beautiful
right.
love story. You know?
However, I think
however.
When they do reunite them, they will bring him back. I just have
mm-hmm.
this feeling that it might
yeah,
be a year from now. It might be Christmas time. Who knows?
And
but
and
we'll
right, but what we're saying is that they don't have to. That's all we're saying.
No, they don't
yeah, they,
have to.
But I still think
they
there's
don't.
A lot of life left. I think there's a whole lot of life left to Jason and Elizabeth.
Absolutely.
I'm interested to see how Garen treats it. I'm also
mm-hmm.
interested to see if Garen has been hired to bring General Hospital to a close. And
well,
I know that's tough to swallow, but, you know, it's very possible that he's in there to bring General Hospital to an end.
But wait a second. He wasn't hired. He's been there for a very long time.
Yeah.
He just got a new title now. So he's
yep.
he knows history. He's been there
yep.
through Sonny and Carly. He's been there through the first breakup between between Sonny and Brenda, between Jack and
yep.
Brenda. He's been through
yep.
there all Sonny's kids, all Elizabeth's kids, all Lucky
yep.
Elizabeth, dead Lucky, alive Lucky. I don't love you, Elizabeth Lucky, you know.
Yeah.
All this other stuff. Abusive Lucky, whatever. And Jason and Elizabeth as well.
Yeah, I got to say,
so,
Lucky has more personalities than Jessica Buchanan.
Yeah.
people in the room, is Becky back from her illness?
I think I was somewhere.
Thanks, Chris.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think Michael said her husband tweeted that she was back to work. So,
good.
Lisa, the girl who plays Olivia, tweeted that she didn't get to say goodbye to Tyler, and that he was busy working with JJ and Dee. I'm assuming that's Becky on his last scenes.
Yeah, I have a hard time with her.
Huh? Well, I don't know. I don't know how true that is. I don't know.
Well, she works on the show. I mean, she plays Olivia, so she was. She obviously knew that they were filming scenes. So.
Right. So,
but,
I don't know. But now,
but,
I mean, but Gavin Wolf has been there for a very long time, so he is not new to any of the history of all the couples, okay? And he's done some amazing things for Jason and Elizabeth back in 2008, 2009, a little bit, and Mr. Guza has left, you know, Jason and Elizabeth open for reasons. And I believe this is one of them. If someone were to come in, they have holes to fill that can be filled, that can be flipped in a week time. I mean, there could be a big explosion and everybody wakes up and everybody was dreaming the last 2.5 years. You know what I mean? It could happen.
That would be nice.
So, I mean, the possibilities of the new head writer
more of a
coming
nightmare.
Right now could be amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Because
that's why I said everybody needs to chill until we don't know what he has planned, and until we find out,
exactly.
We can't say one
keep
way or
calling,
the other.
Keep writing, keep
asking.
Keep
thing, it's going to be the worst thing. Yeah, we don't
exactly.
know. We don't know.
People got to remember when they're calling and commenting to be mature, to be polite. Don't threaten. Don't scream. Don't. Be intelligent and clever when they're leaving comments and stuff like that, because they're not going to, put up with, well, I ain't going to watch your show anymore, blah, 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 blah. They're just not, they're going to just click over that message, you know what I mean? They're just going to delete that. So you got to use intelligent words, and you got to speak politely, and you know what I mean? You can't make demands, but you can tell them what you like and what you wish will happen, and, and support Jason and Elizabeth and Becky and Steve and, and their fans. And when I call, I speak for all fans, not just me.
Yep.
So I think it's real important that we remain focused on what we want to see for Jason and Elizabeth. And keep the other people out.
Exactly.
Definitely.
Cyrus, I'm on Facebook, and there's a thing on the examiner.com. Susan Lucy said that all my students may not end. She was on the talk. I didn't see the interview. Do you know anything about that?
I love being put on the spot.
Oh, God, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Do I know anything about that? I really am not clear as to what's happening with regard to all my children at the moment. There are a lot of things up in the air. We have to remember there are only 5 weeks left before all my children goes dark. I got to be honest with everybody. I am not leaning towards thinking that all my children can be rescued, maybe down the road. As far as one life goes, well, I think one life is in a better position.
I agree with that. I agree with
you.
I
think one life is in a better position. The thing that everybody has to keep remembering, and I've been in phone calls all week about this very thing behind the scenes, and it's this. In order for the genre to survive, it has to come out with a new way of doing things. I've been listening to a lot of the mainstream soap media radio shows this week, and I've been reading a lot of their work. And I got to be honest with you, I am so upset with these people because they are sitting around like they're at a funeral and they're accepting defeat. And I'm like, what is wrong with you people?
No way.
It's not a matter of accepting defeat. You need to come up with a new way of doing business. And
right.
when you've got countries out there that are developing new soap operas. And this fall, we're going to see an oversaturation of talk, an oversaturation of reality, and people are finally going to say, wait a minute, what happened to scripted programming? Things
Absolutely.
Go in cycles. Things
Absolutely.
Go in cycles in this country, and that's what we have to start relying on.
Yep.
And, I was talking to someone in Australia last night, Days of Our Lives is huge in Australia.
Yeah.
I never knew that.
Really? Wow.
Now, I was talking to someone else. Does everybody remember the show Loving that was on ABC?
Yes, I loved it.
You know that
that
was
show.
A huge hit in Italy, and that when the Loving cast went to Italy, they were greeted by huge crowds.
Mm-hmm.
And I sat there and I said, wait a minute. Why is it that only the Bells and Sony think about marketing our soaps overseas? Days of Our Lives and Bold and the Beautiful are very popular overseas. You know, why isn't All My Children overseas? Why isn't One Life to Live overseas? Let me tell you something. Vimal and Prada, I call her Prada, her name is Rama. Vimal and Rama, the fact that they have two Indian characters on One Life to Live, the fact that One Life to Live has a solid Latino cast, the fact that One Life to Live has always been all-inclusive with regard to a cross-section of societies, that show would do very well in Europe.
Yes, yes.
So, again, it's a matter of how we do business. And the soap viewers, I hate using the word fans, the soap viewers have to come to the table and say, you know what, we love our shows. Yeah, we may be a fan, but we also understand how business works. And you people failed to do your job. You people failed to make the soap work. There are plenty of things they could have done that they didn't do. And we have to prove as viewers and as supporters of the genre, it's up to us to go out there and prove to the networks, prove to the advertisers, and prove to each other that we are committed to saving the genre. And until we do that, there are going to be more cancellations. I mean, General Hospital is right around the corner, folks, whether you realize it or not.
Yeah.
You know, my prediction is ABC is going to make the announcement in February. General Hospital is right around the corner. That will leave three soap operas on American television. That bothers me.
Well, can I ask a question, Silas? Why do you, why, in your opinion, do you think they fired Guza?
Yeah.
Why do I think they fired Guza?
Yeah. If they want to get rid of General Hospital, why do you think they fired him?
I think they fired Guza because Guza's changes did not produce the results that they expected. They spent a lot of money on Vanessa Masso, Giovinazzo.
Right. Oh, yes. And Franco and everything else.
But you know what? This is my prediction. Once Brian Franz is gone, I have a feeling.
I was going to ask you that, too. Do you think his job is safe?
What did you say?
I was asking, do you think his job is safe?
I mean, I've always said that Brian Franz would be out very soon, and I still feel that way. I think Brian Franz, I did too.
And it's been said that if Guza goes, Franz is next. So he's around the corner.
Oh, I agree. But
and
you know what?
His contract is up in May or something, or his whatever you want to call it. I don't know what they call it. But something ends in May for him. So,
that's correct.
I don't know.
He goes on vacation. As a matter of fact, he should have started his vacation this afternoon.
Well, remember, you guys, ABC is dark for 2 weeks.
It's black for 2 weeks. So anybody tells you is just bullshit. Okay.
Yep.
Well, you know what? The studios may be dark for 2 weeks, but the offices at ABC daytime are definitely much alive. People have to remember there are still support staff that are working. And just because the studio goes dark, it doesn't mean that there are no expenses for that studio for the week. There are still expenses that have to be paid.
Mm-hmm.
And even when Franz goes, everybody has got to remember, Franz may walk away with a reward. He may not get fired. And I keep reminding people of that because if you look at this strictly from a business perspective, forget emotions, forget the shows, look at this from the bottom line profits. He was expected to do a job. In many cases, he did it. In a couple of places, he screwed up. In my mind, the biggest mistake ABC made where Brian Franz was concerned was allowing Brian Franz to manage the head writers the way he did. Guza is capable of far better than he delivered. Guza is not a bad writer. And what I'm afraid of is Garen is going to find out very, very quickly that Brian Franz has too much power in the writer's office. Now, you know, once Franz goes, it depends on who replaces him. I'm really concerned because up until a few weeks ago, we all thought that Frank Valentini was going to take Brian Franz's job. I'm pretty much convinced now that's not going to happen. I think Valentini was sold a bill of goods, and I think basically they lied to him. And that's kind of sad in a way because Valentini, he delivered for the network that came for One Life. Yeah, he delivered. He knows what soap opera is. But that's not our problem now. Our problem is figuring out what are we going to do to prove to the networks and the advertisers that there is demand. And that's what I keep trying to talk about. If you're that serious about the genre, we have a job to do in showing that there is definitely a demand out there. Viewing habits have changed. And I was talking to somebody yesterday about Oprah, and they were talking about how shocked they were that the OWN network is not doing well. And it finally dawned on me what's going on. Now, let me ask you guys this, and you discuss this, and tell me whether or not you think I'm right. The reason why Oprah was such a success in syndication is because there was that local connection. She appeared on your local affiliate station. Your news items came in during her show. The previews for the
she came
on
right after
came in.
General Hospital.
Yeah, she came on right after your stories. My question is this. Is the reason why OWN is not doing well is because it's missing that local affiliate connection? Is that why? Is cable too impersonal and too general? Is that why Oprah did so well as a syndicated show? And if that's the case, then the local affiliates have a heck of a lot more power than they realized.
Yeah.
What do you guys think? What do they say?
I don't know if I have an opinion as to why OWN isn't doing well. I mean, I think that
Oprah
has a core group of people that like her. Well, I think Oprah has a very loyal fan following and that watched her show. But then again, there are a lot of people that are just sick of Oprah. So
yep.
I'm not sure if that plays a part in it. The people are just, you know, over-satirized, there's just too much
I'm
Oprah.
I'm more upset with Regis retiring than her show going off the air.
I've always thought that Oprah did a lot of good and that she should be given credit for that, and she did do a lot of good.
I agree.
But,
she did a heck of a lot of good, but again, she had that local connection, if you think about it.
Right,
I know in Boston,
she
had a local connection in Boston. She had a local connection in Chicago. And I'm wondering if somehow or other OWN forgets that local connection.
Well, I think so.
Well,
because
it's not Oprah on there. It's other shows. Oprah. She had her behind the scenes show, which I think was the show that did was the most successful on there. So it's not like people are going to OWN to be able to watch Oprah. You know,
right?
No,
exactly.
Not on there.
Exactly.
If they want Oprah, then she has to do a show where she is on there, where she's connecting with people. It's not just her name on the network.
But
it might have a lot to do with the quality of shows that are on the network as well. You know, people may not be. It's a lot of reality shows on there.
That's why
it's
what I was
like
going to
talking about. You know, people are kind of getting sick of the reality shows. So I think that might play a
part. These reality shows, all these other shows, they can fail in their pilots. They can fail.
Because
you know,
the magazine
and
does very well.
They won't
the
last long because they won't have the audience. All those soap fans will not be watching their show, and they're going to lose a lot because there are a lot of soap fans.
That's where the problem is. You're right. There are over 5 million soap viewers in the United States, right? I think the figure is a little under 7 million people in the United States watch soap opera.
Yeah, that's not people abroad that watch, you know what I mean?
That's right. That's in the United States. What we need to do, what we really need to do is reach out to those people. A lot of those people won't admit that they watch soap. It's their guilty little pleasure that they don't talk about. And that's one of the problems. they don't respect the, they love the genre, but they don't respect the genre, and that's a problem.
That's always been the problem, though, because I don't think daytime's ever gotten respect.
It's
never gotten respect, and the actors have never gotten respect. And,
exactly.
That's nothing new.
Well, you know,
Brian Franz came to General Hospital. He has played favorite. He's had the same
five people on screen
every single day, involved in story after story after story. Then someone will come in, she'll have a big chest, he'll get all excited, and she'll be front and center.
Well, it needs to go back about your case. I think the last 10 years,
you know, it's just gone down and down and down. It's played favoritism
because
after favoritism. And then they kill all the veteran actors and actresses.
Yep.
You know,
because it's mob-centric.
Bobby
it's
should
mob-centric.
Be there for Luke right now. Audrey should be there for Elizabeth right now.
Right,
know?
Exactly.
Monica should be there for Elizabeth and Jason.
Never mind Elizabeth and Jason. Monica and Edward should be there for Michael. I wrote a piece a few months ago about Michael, if there is a character above any other character who connects everyone, it is Michael Corinthos, and what happened to him in prison could have been such a compelling story that is told through the eyes of so many different people.
Yeah.
Monica,
instead of a hooker, they should have, Elizabeth works at a crisis center, or at least well, she used to anyway, ever since
she was raped,
volunteered at a crisis center. But no, they can't bring her in a story because Franz doesn't like her.
Exactly.
Well, there's this mentality.
And she has...
There is a mentality, but this is the problem. Brian Franz's vision of what a soap actor should be, and our vision as viewers of what a soap character should be, are two different things. Brian Franz, Crystal Hunt is my favorite example. Crystal Hunt's a good actor. I agree with that. Brian Franz, for whatever reason, fell in love with this girl and wanted her on One Life to Live. Stacey Marasco was the biggest bomb I can think of. You know,
but she didn't stay long.
Yeah, the whole thing was ridiculous.
But
it hasn't just the last couple of years. This has been going on since he came to General Hospital.
Exactly.
Since he took over ABC Daytime, he has played favorites. And that is
and
it's a showdown.
Soap opera is about love and romance and family. It's not about mobs.
Right.
I love Sonny and I love Jason, but that whole show revolves around them, and it's
boring. Exactly. I mean,
there's an irony behind that a lot of people don't know on General Hospital in particular. You're right. Brian Franz has his favorites on General Hospital. There's no doubt about that.
He does.
But that being said, there are a couple of those favorites that you refer to. Were it not for those favorites, several actors would have lost their jobs a long time ago. It's because of those favorites that those characters and actors are still there. Because a couple of those favorites, you know, went to bat to Franz and said, no, don't get rid of this one. Please don't get rid of that one because they're an important part of the ensemble. So there's a double-edged sword there that nobody discussed.
Well, then explain Tyler. Explain Ingo. I mean,
Tyler and Ingo are not that close to the favorites. That's one problem.
That's not entirely true, though.
I also think
he is the problem. He is the problem. If he's dictating Goose's storyline, he's dictating everybody's storyline. Every writer from every one of his shows.
Absolutely. He dictates all three. I mean, he ruined all my children.
And you know what? He used to be a producer or something like that for soaps overseas in Europe. And they failed too. They canceled too.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, this is not the first set. It won't be the last.
Yep.
He needs to go on those new shows is what he needs to do. He needs to leave ABC daytime and go and do his produce his talk shows and his stupid reality shows and just go on, you know, leave
the president of ABC daytime if he just would stop micromanaging everything. If he
That's
would let the creators be the creators, he could go and do the money part of it and just let the creators do the creative part.
And, you know, the budget wouldn't be a problem. The ratings would skyrocket. Everybody would have, you know what I mean? I'm not saying the economy would be better, but I'm just saying that overall, people wouldn't be losing their job because the president of daytime TV doesn't like her. You know what I mean?
Exactly. I was just going to say the thing is, Brian Fawn firing Rebecca Hurst was a cute example of an out of control ego. Thank you, Ava. Yeah, it was. And come on, let's not forget how wrong he said about Kathy Byers. Wait, One Life in Love, that guy should have been fired the day he said that shit. You know, I mean, I'm sorry, but one had ever called him on the carpet on that. He probably never got any reprimand, but come on. We have this daytime president who's a fucking bastard who should just be out. You know, come on, go ruin Desperate Housewives.
Go work these new shows and leave ABC daytime alone.
Let me ask you guys something. I have a very serious question here. Why is it no one talks about Ann Sweeney in this whole thing?
Well, she's got a big role in this,
too. The one out there. You know, I'm sure that she is just as guilty as he is, but she's not out
but
there.
But we don't know that.
Forget about that.
She never makes comments.
I don't know.
She never talks.
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
Yep. He's allowed him to get away with things for way too long, so obviously.
And yet, because if you read the trade papers, if you read the trade papers, or if you look up Ann Sweeney and you read some of the trade papers, she is the darling on the West Coast. I mean, Ann Sweeney is probably one of the most powerful network people today on the West Coast. And one of the reasons why is because the soap viewer base has failed miserably in calling her out. We have made Brian Franz the complete scapegoat here, and Brian Franz played the role very well, and he has insulated his boss from any criticism. That is a problem.
Well, she's starting to be called out on her crap ever since, you know, these other two, Oh My Children and One Life to Live, were canceled, but... I don't think it's her. I don't know why she allows it, being his boss and everything, but she has bosses too, right?
Well, she has to be held accountable because
she reports basically to Bob Iger.
Okay, so maybe we should be focusing on him or something.
Yep.
I'm sending our letters to him.
You guys know. I mean, sending letters, but if you do call Bob... Rob Iger's office, I've done on numerous occasions when the whole Becky thing went down and everything. They go, well, hold on for a minute. I'm like, thinking, I can talk to Rob Iger and tell him how much, you know, everything is wrong. No, go to a voicemail. And you know what? I am so sick of the fact that people over at ABC said, oh, we care about the fans, blah, blah, blah. But Brian Fawn was to sit there and say, if this is a fan comment, your message will be deleted.
Right. I mean, even until this day, his voicemail says if it's not business related, he's not interested in, your message will be deleted. What the hell is that?
That's disrespect for the fans. But then again, they don't respect the genre. See, This is one of the
it's
problems.
It's not just
that
disrespect for the fans. It's disrespect for his employees as well.
Well, they don't. No, name me a network that respects. Name me a network that respects their daytime actors. None of them. I don't care what
none of them
says.
Do. But I mean, Ron definitely has definitely like certain people in the daytime genre. I mean, definitely.
Let me tell you,
like,
there are two people. There are
particular person. Very much.
Brian Franz has a handful of people that he loves above all others, and he will do anything for them. And,
yep.
and that's a problem.
And they can say and do them whatever they want. Mm-hmm.
That's exactly.
Correct.
Because I'm sorry, I will always think that there's something more going on between Franz and Kelly Monaco to make all of this work.
We don't know if that's true, but I mean, she can
Okay. We don't know if that's true. But
yeah.
I'm not saying we don't know if that's true. But come on, you know, an actress who cannot even act at all, who cannot even act to save her life, who's a one little character, and then she goes on this Hallmark channel and thinking,
and not,
oh, people.
Exactly. And then she has all her co-hosts pimping her.
I'm telling you right now, when Franz goes, when Franz goes, within 3 months, Kelly Monaco will be let go. There's no doubt in my mind about that. Within 3 months,
I totally agree with you, Silas. I think the only reason she is still there is because of Franz. I don't think it's for any other reason. I don't think anybody on GH has any loyalty to her. I think it's all because of him. So once he's gone, she's gone.
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt in my mind that she's gone. The thing that I'm really worried about, and I am worried about this in a big way, there are three people that I am really concerned about right now, and I don't know how this is all going to play out. I'm worried about Dominic Zampronia, I'm worried about Lisa Lo Cicero, and I am worried about Brandon Barash.
I could care less about Dominic. I could care less, but Brandon and
I could care less about Dante.
You know,
yeah,
I mean, he's
Dominic.
The most...
No.
I love Zani and Olivia, but Dante could go and get blown up full as far as I'm concerned.
Well, you know, people feel strong, you know, and I respect that. I'm not a big fan of Dante the character, but I think Zampronia is not living up to his potential as the kind of actor he can be. And that's where
that's the writing.
I mean, that's...
Yeah, that is
the writing.
And Lisa Lo Cicero,
doing the best
who
he's
I,
given.
Exactly. And Lisa Lo Cicero, who I think is one of the most beautiful women on television today, prime time or daytime, it just seems to me they've made such a parody out of her character, it drives me crazy.
Well, they look at that. Yeah, and we don't want to forget what they did
to everybody.
Yeah, but let's not forget what they did to Megan Mode. What they did with Megan Mode was like...
It was a great character. Crazy.
Yeah,
with
his nod.
Exactly. Every few years, there's a female AJ and there's a male AJ. And it changes every few years. Some will get, you know, just pissed on, basically, for about 3 years, and it'll change someone else. And they'll diss the character. They'll do whatever they want to the character.
We have another call on, too. 3-2-1.
Hi, everybody. How are you tonight?
Good.
Who is this? It's Denise. I love Super Soap Weekend.
Hi.
Hi, Silas.
Tell Carly that I called you the other day like I promised,
She did tell me because, believe me, if you did not, Silas, I would have been on your ass about it for, like, until help was over. So it's a really good thing you called Denise.
I called Denise.
She totally checked up on you, Silas.
Yeah, that's the problem. Everybody's checking up on me.
I didn't check up on you.
I want to thank you, Silas, for bringing up some of my favorite actors on GH right now that are not getting the writing that they so deserve.
You know, I found something out. You're going to be interested in this. I found something out the other day that blew me away. I was talking to somebody from the ABC affiliate in Boston, and he said to me did you know what segment of our market is most popular with General Hospital? And I'm like, which one? And he said the Eastern European people. We have a huge Russian pre-Soviet Union community in the Boston area. You know, we're talking mm-hmm. Armenians, we're talking Russians, we're talking Slovenians, stuff like that. And I'm like, why is General Hospital so popular with them? And he said, Julia. I'm like, Julia? He said, Nancy Lee Grahn.
Absolutely.
Now, listen, Santa Barbara was the number one soap opera in the Soviet country when it was on the air. And these people love Nancy Lee Grahn so much that when they came to this country, they happened to see her on General Hospital, they started watching because of her.
I just read that.
I
didn't
know
she was their goddess.
She had a huge fan following. Yeah, she has a huge fan.
She has
She
gets crapped on.
She gets crapped on.
That's not everybody.
And then she tells us, you know, Fonz is trying to make things better, and she's kissing his ass, and it just doesn't make sense.
Of course she's kissing his ass.
She'll be dissing him again. You know, it's just.
Of course she's kissing.
I don't know. Nancy's a good
actress. I don't see Nancy Lee Grahn kissing anybody's ass.
Yes, I do, Denise.
That's the woman that tells it like it is.
She was, Denise.
To be Franz like there was no tomorrow. And it's sick.
Franz is trying to better GH and blah, blah, blah. And, Prove it.
Yeah.
She's kissing his ass so that
he'll
give her a story.
That's exactly what she is doing.
I don't know.
Oh, you know what, Grahn? She left, I don't know, a year ago? I mean, why didn't she just take Rudolph Molly with her? Because I love Christina. And, you know, until Molly cannot, you know, I can't stand Molly for being the same every moment. Nancy Lee Grahn does that. She does that. When she's happy with him, you know, she will kiss his ass. When she's upset with him, she will say that.
I'm seeing somebody here, Marty. I don't know who you are, says she can't diss the man who's giving her a paycheck. You know,
right.
So I kind of get that. I didn't see those tweets. I typically don't see her as the type of person that would stuck up to anybody. But when it comes to a paycheck and paying your mortgage, maybe.
I mean, I didn't think it was she was kissing his ass either. I think she made a statement, and then everybody on Twitter, that's what I'm saying. The people who are dissing her are the ones who are on Twitter. Not all of her fans are on Twitter. Mm-hmm. And it was one comment, and everybody jumped on her saying, oh,
she just doesn't give a shit what anybody says. I mean, really.
Right.
That's the type of person I've been following her a long time. Well, to tell people
that they should do something, they should tune into General Hospital because Brian Fonz is doing this and Brian Fonz is making better. It's a lie. The bare-faced lie. Prove it. It's the same shit day after day, same people day after day, same conversations day after day.
It's hard to stay with it, isn't it? It really is hard to stay with the show. I didn't even see it today, but I already read the tweets.
The only thing I read is that Elizabeth's scenes were heartbreaking.
She was remembering Jake, and she was
mourning. Will she get recognized for those scenes? I doubt it. Not with him and Charlie.
And the thing is, people, I figured out how people can watch GH and stay with it, and I guess I'm at it. Okay, people, this is what you should do. You should go get a glass of wine, like a big, 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 big bottle of glass of wine. And then when you're sitting down watching GH, you can have the glass of wine. And by the time the episode is over, you think you saw this. I am not drinking. Okay, fine. I'm drinking 3 glasses. I get
No, the saddest thing is, The sad thing is it can be changed in a week's time where everybody has equal screen time, everybody has good stories, bringing the veterans back, veteran actors back, you know.
Bring the hospital back. You know, it is called General Hospital.
Yeah, bring the hospital back. Stop with the crisis. Have an illness. Whatever. Have a mystery illness. Whatever it may be, but focus on the hospital.
I mean,
the mob so much.
I love the mob. I love the mob too.
I like the mob
so
too.
There,
always,
okay, so no. If there needs to be a belt,
but they've always
they don't even have a mob story going on right now.
Yeah, I mean, I think it would be awesome if they had a story about autism and Cameron was autistic. I think that would be
good.
Incredible.
That would rock that. Yeah, that would be really good.
And that would go after
They've got to get back to General Hospital. They've got to get back to the hospital setting. And Epiphany, dear God, bring Epiphany and give her something to bite into.
Yeah.
Oh, my
God. You're so right on.
She should have been right there for Elizabeth. She's been, you know, her boss.
Yeah. She lost her son.
You know what I mean?
She lost her son.
Yeah, she lost her son, so I mean,
yep.
And
who are you talking
Becky,
about?
Well, Elizabeth comforted her. You know, I mean, it's just so long. It's so long, and it can so easily be written so beautifully. And obviously, not everybody's going to be happy, but it would be equal, and there wouldn't be the same conversations every day, the same people and stories every day. Carly and everybody's story is just, it's ridiculous.
Okay,
focus on
hey, that. I want to give you guys a little cute little website to go to. A friend of mine has a fan site for Dante. If you haven't been there yet, you need to go there if you want a little chuckle every day.
What is it?
Really adorable what she does. It's DanteFans.com. And
that's
she does
fans,
something
Carly,
called...
not going there and, you know, calling him names.
She does something there called
hey.
Puppet Theater. And it is...
I
highly
that
recommend
comment.
It. And if you do leave a comment, let her know Denise sent you there.
I'm gonna put Dante fans. I'm gonna put DanteFans.com in the Sludge TV directory too. So
do that because it's really a great little site. She really does a good job with it.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. It's pretty. I like it.
And wait till you look at Puppet Theater. And she does it every day without fail.
I mean, I'm not a Dante fan, but
always puts a smile on my face.
But
anyway.
I do think that the guy is a good actor. I mean, I think he's a good mind.
Oh,
you know?
I
would say on the same person day after day after day.
He's a bad actor or whatever.
It's
but the moment he did that to Michael, and the moment he did that to Carly, I was done with Dante. How dare you? And then let's cover up a murder for Brenda. But let's send Michael down the river for killing Claudia. I will always say Claudia did live to be killed. I'm sorry, but the day Dante did that, it was the day I wanted to punch him in the face.
I'm not saying this is too much, Carly. This is too much, Carly. She's everywhere.
You know what? Okay, you know what?
Can I say something real quick? Love or hate the character, they're doing their job.
I understand that, Denise. They are doing their job. But I'm so fucking sick of all the time people are saying crappy things about Laura White, saying, oh, Carly's in every story. Okay, let me tell you this. If Robin was in every scene, I hope people would bitch out Kimberly McCullough for being in every fucking scene, but they won't.
They would. There's anti-Robin fans out there.
I don't care for how Carly's character has been, but I love Laura Wright.
I do too.
I think she's a good actress. I don't love her or loathe her, but
I don't like her.
I think there's just too much of her.
What's going on?
Too much focus on her.
Okay, Amy, this is
weird.
Okay, this is where when I actually disagree.
And she is dynamite.
I mean, this is the only thing you and I disagree about is the Carly issue, because I'm happy when Carly's on my screen 5 days a week. I'm a happy little person because I love her character. I love her when she's good. She's bad, or she's missed in this
series, or
whatever.
Like,
we all
have our favorites.
I love Elizabeth.
I'd be happy if Becky was on 5 days a week. You know,
I wanted something new and fresh, and I wanted, after Jake and Jocelyn thing, I wanted Carly and Elizabeth to start bonding, come to a new understanding. I think they would be really good friends.
Yep.
If done right.
Yep, I do too.
Correctly. I think they would be really, really good.
Well,
they both have so many things in common. You know what I mean? I just think it would
and
really,
you know what the
really
most, and you know what the thing in common that they have the most? They both love
Jason.
Both love Jason.
And both of them were laid down their life for Jason. So, come on,
Absolutely.
People. You know, if they had a Carly Liz relationship, it would be really good.
That was a rumor a few weeks ago.
With Elizabeth, it tries to change Jason, I want to smack him.
So do I.
Because
she's never
tried to change him. She has always been for who he was.
Exactly.
She is the only person he's ever, besides Carly and Sonny, she is the only other person he's ever really been able to be himself with.
And it drives me crazy when people say she has never tried to change him, she has never tried to get him to leave or stop doing what he likes to do. All she wanted was him.
The best thing they ever did with their relationship was kept them friends.
Wait, kept who? Jason and Liz friends?
Jason and Carly.
I think they're always.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That was the best move General Hospital's writers ever made, was not pushing their relationship any further than a solid friendship. Where do you really see that anymore?
Even though I would not mind seeing Lola White and Steve Bridget and Jason Carly just have a one-night stand just for me, just because I'm just curious.
Well, thank you so much for you.
It would be for me, because I'm vicariously through our other Carly's life.
Well, you know what, Carly? I would rather that than the skank he's with right now.
I wrote the scene. If, you know, any of the general hospital people want to hold me, I wrote down the scene. I have the scene in my head. Sam did something really horrible, not like kill anyone, but this really horrible one night. And Carly and Lisa are always talking and they get drunk. Okay. And so they sleep together, but they are drunk. So really, they don't even remember sleeping with each other. But Sam finds out. All hell breaks loose. And somehow Liz gets it.
No, I don't think that's
going to
be it. No. I think
you're just plotting to get rid of Sam.
I mean, Carly, we've talked about this for ages. She already did do something horrible. She watched Jake get kidnapped, you know?
Mm-hmm. I think she knows
where Jake is. I think she saw what happened.
Yeah, me too.
I think she's involved in it up to her eyeballs.
I really do. All those scenes with
Dante, rushing to the hospital to check things out. Letting Franco go that time.
Letting Franco go that one time was like, you're going to let a psychopath go?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I thought Dante and her looked really good together. really didn't. Those hospital scenes or the police station scenes, I thought they really did. And I thought, you know.
Well, I don't know. According to Franz, she can only be paired with Jason, so, you know. So.
Well, Dante's all over the screen. He's a pet, too, so there you go.
Yeah.
That's what Sam needs some other story.
She
needs something else to do.
Does. Yes, she does. She needs to be away from
Finally, she needs to go back on the boat
and
sail off to where she came from.
Yeah.
Be nice. Be nice.
Hey, be nice.
But
you know,
seriously,
let's do a Titanic story where she goes on a tugboat and hits an iceberg.
Yeah,
ooh,
go
I like that.
Metal somewhere.
Wait.
What do you think Elena's going to do?
Wait, are we talking about Sam? What's that called it with the boat in the Titanic?
Yeah, we're talking about Sam.
What do you think Elena's going
to
do?
You guys, I already have my Sam death wish. All they have to do is go to the pier, she's in a boat, she's in a boat with Dante and her and Molly.
No,
but
not
I love
Dante.
That
actress.
Yes, Dante. Dante
needs to go bye-bye. Yeah. You know what? I really think Jason and the skank, I can't even say her name because I don't like her at all. I really think they're going to break up amicably and be friends, and then he's going to find out that she either witnessed the accident or she knows that Jake's alive. I really
exactly.
And I don't even need her to leave the show. I just need her to not be with Jason.
Jason.
Ariel B574. But you know, I wish they would bring Bobby back.
Yeah,
Bobby.
I think Bobby needs to be there.
Bobby
and
Monica both
needs to be there.
Bobby should be there with his whole life.
Well, the thing with Audrey is I believe she retired.
Yeah, she retired.
A couple years ago, just after Johnson Jackson was rehired again, there was an article in one of the magazines that said Rachel Ames would be coming back to General Hospital for a short stay because Elizabeth was supposed to get very ill or gravely injured or something like that. And she was
right.
Yeah, she was supposed to go off on Jason, Lucky, and Nicholas. So, and then nothing ever, it was in the magazine. I wish I had it.
I remember seeing that, too.
I remember reading that.
Yeah.
Was it actually in a magazine, or was that just people?
It was in a magazine.
It was in either, yes, it was in Soap Digest, or one of them.
Yep.
Yeah. Yes, it was. And then I even heard, forget where I was, some talk show, I don't remember where it was, but they were actually talking about General Hospital, and some story came up, and Rachel Ames' name came up, and someone was excited that she was coming back to General Hospital. So I don't know what happened with that. But anyway, it was in the magazine.
Oh, yeah, and you know what? You know,
I think they scrapped a lot of this. There was a lot of stuff that was supposed to come up for Elizabeth, but most of it got scrapped.
Oh, I know. Because of
for whatever reason.
Because of the daytime president.
Yeah, Ron the bastard. And you know what I would really love to know is, where's Foster the dog?
Foster died, I'm sure.
Don't say that. I love Foster and Annabelle.
They were so cute.
Oh, that was a very long time ago. That was a very long time ago.
Okay,
that was a long time ago. Long time ago.
My co-host, Terry, who's, Terry, are you there?
Yeah,
okay.
Terry? Hello? Yeah, I've been kind of falling asleep.
Okay, we put you asleep.
I was resting my head on the pillow, and I'm back at
practice. Terry, you're fired.
Hey, give me. Okay, I am not firing you.
Studying the
Do not listen to them.
I'm studying for the CBEST exam right now, so,
See what we do when we talk about Carly?
Now, when is this test that you're, this exam that you're taking?
Well, I have to register for it. I'm going to take it in September, but the math part is really hard for me, so I'm studying the math part of how to do it, so.
I swore you said you were studying for a breast exam.
No, it's California basic educational skills. Yeah.
I do that all the time. Twice on Thursday.
Oh, my God. What?
Is this how rumors get started?
Okay, what were you going to say about me? What were you going to, you're going to mention me, Carly, what were you going to say?
No. We were mentioning Foster. Great, what happened to Foster and Annabelle? And I was going to mention you, Foster, because I was the only one that guessed Foster to name. But her dog is Foster Zakey. And it's the cutest dog on the planet. And I love what A. White said in the room. Franz killed Foster. Okay, Franz. Franz killed Foster and Annabelle. That is not nice.
Is it your one of your nieces named Annabelle after Annabelle the dog? Okay, that's worse. You're naming a human after a dog, okay, after Annabelle.
Hey, look at me, I did not name Annabelle. That was my wacky brother and his lovely wife.
But you suggested it because of the dog on General Hospital, huh?
I suggested Natalie, okay? Well, I've been saying Natalie for the last five girls that came in the family, and did anyone listen to me? No.
I like your song.
Well,
that's your name.
My sister named me. My mom was going to name me Erica, but my sister ended up naming me. So because, I wish my mom would have chosen the other name, but.
My cousin was named after Erica, and she was named after Erica
Elizabeth.
Kane.
What's that?
I have a cousin named Erica.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah, I love that name, Erica.
And she was named after Erica Kane, and it turns out
really?
She's just as selfish. And she turns out she's just as selfish and self-absorbed.
She doesn't have 11 ex-husbands, though, right?
She's on husband number 3.
Oh, man.
But she lives in the house that Humber's husband number 1 bought her. That's a smart woman.
Oh, jeez. That's a sofa right there.
Everyone of us, we have families. We could write sofa.
I think the fans could write better soap operas sometimes.
Yeah, me too.
Oh,
I think,
there's some awesome fans out there.
I'm loving One Life to Live. It's the only soap opera that I'm really enjoying right now. I DVR Y&R, and I watch
Jeannie Days. Jeannie starts tomorrow or Tuesday, doesn't she?
She started, actually, I think she might have started yesterday at the very end of the show. She might be on totally on today.
And remember on Monday, people, that AMC and All My Children and One Life to Live all repeats, but I believe Day Live a Life, Y&R, and B&B all
new,
I think so, because usually they don't take Y&R and dates off for Memorial Day. I almost said Labor Day.
You heard that more West got fired from Y&R, right? As Diane.
What? No.
They fired her.
Really?
Are you surprised by this?
Well, I'm not surprised, but I love her, but I'm surprised that I don't know. I just, because she's
well,
a really...
Well, I love her as Carly, so, I mean...
Yeah,
I mean,
you know, I think a lot of people are having a hard time seeing her play anything other than Carly.
Right.
You know
what
I mean?
I think Mar is a great talent. If they had given her a character better than Diane Jenkins, I think she would have done better.
Maybe
but
if
you know
they
would
have... Yeah.
I'm hoping she comes back to New York.
But
she got a house and everything, and... The whole family,
and they moved out to LA, so it's kind of
I'll
ask you guys something.
So,
what do you think that they're gonna do with Helena?
What do you think? I think
Elena is involved in the Dyke mess. I think Elena and AZ Anthony Zakala. Anthony Zakala, Elena, and I think Franco is in on the take, and so is the little slut.
I gotta tell you, Carly, I think Anthony Zakala and Elena Cassadine would make a great couple.
Oh my god! Yeah. Not talk about deadly. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, oh my god! Talk about
evil and crazy.
I think they would make a great power couple. I think it'd be hysterical. I think it'd be absolutely hysterical.
Oh. Yeah,
he's a hoot.
Let's see, Anthony shot his wife. Helena froze her son.
Wow. I just can't, like, that's like the craziest thing to think about, the two of them together.
It's awesome.
But it would take a work. Awesome. I mean, it would totally work.
Can you imagine, like, the leading up to them getting together? Like, just the two of them meeting?
That's evil, evil, evil. Oh, my God. They're going to do it, aren't they?
Hilarious.
Oh, my God. That would be evil.
Did you hear the other day? If my grandmother had balls, she'd be my grandfather?
Oh, my God.
Well, I just think Helena has a lot. She has been.
Yeah, me too.
When she first came back to G8 a year and a half ago or whatever, they said she knew everything. She had people watching, so she knew everything that was going on in poor Charles. So I have a feeling that she's got some little Jakes up her sleeve. And I still don't
know.
Do
you know who I think she has in her back pocket more than anybody else, and we don't know it yet? Ronnie.
Yes.
Oh,
Ronnie. What about Valentine? What about Valentine?
I think Ronnie has so many connections to the dark side, it's not even funny.
Yep.
Wow. Anyway, I think it's just going to, I think GH is going to get exciting soon. I really do.
I hope so.
I hope it finds footing again, you know.
And if it does get exciting, make sure that you send your letters and show your support and say, bravo, Garen, you did a good job.
Send a letter every other day.
But I went and got a haircut. I'm just going to give you a for instance on what Silas just said. I'll actually give you two. I went and got a haircut about 3.5 weeks ago, called my guy 3 days later after I did my hair again on my own and gave him kudos. And the boss that answered the phone. Had my car in the shop, it took him 11 days to redo my transmission again. And I was not happy about the time. But after 3 days of driving my car and knock on wood so far so good, I called him up and let him know. You know, and it's just like our soaps. You know, you got to let them know when it's good, too. You can't just let them know when it's bad.
Absolutely.
I agree.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But there's been so much that I'm not even interested in on GH that I don't want. I call to ask for what I want for better GH, you know. But
you have that right.
Absolutely nothing I'm interested in.
We deserve better.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I don't know. I think we're in for some real big surprises.
Silas, you're in a good way again.
I know.
I need to go because I work at 4 in the morning, so I got to go say hello to my husband, and then I need to go to bed.
Denise, I will see you inside on Monday, right?
I don't know if we're having a barbecue or not, but I will text you and let you know. And everybody have a safe and happy weekend, okay?
You too.
Have a great weekend.
Bye.
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 Yeah. Carly, I have to split too because I didn't plan on being here for more than an hour. Thanks for having me chat.
You always do that. You come.
Yeah, I know.
You're on here and you hear more than you want to be.
Yeah, Carly always sucks me in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
I don't feel bad for that.
You give us stuff to think about. You know.
You know.
Yeah.
All I really want people to do is realize that if we get our acts together and start acting like rational adults and approach this in a business-like fashion, we will win. You know, I watched Oprah's finale the other day. For 25 years, she has had one message that she has told us, and that is each of us has it within ourselves to make a difference. And if you learned anything, you know, like her or not like her, the bottom line is this. Each of us has it within us to make a difference. We can either do it in our neighborhood, in our city or town, in our state or in our country. But we all have to start realizing that this is bigger than each of us alone. This is about programming that affects our society. And if we all work together in a multi-pronged effort, we will get the genre back where it needs to be. Yes, business has to be done differently. We know that. There has to be a better, more efficient way of producing these shows. We know that. But the viewers themselves have to stop acting like fanatics and act
mm-hmm.
like people who really want to see good product. And I'm
mm-hmm.
telling you, if we proved to the studios and proved to the networks and proved to the advertisers that we are responsible enough to understand this, we will win. You know,
mm-hmm.
the Nielsen and all these companies that do focus groups, they are missing out on a huge, huge focus group, and that is the soap opera viewer. No
mm-hmm.
one knows programming better than a soap opera viewer because, number one, we understand writing. We understand directing. Hell, if somebody changes a set designer, we know it. When somebody
mm-hmm.
changes the writer, we know it. When somebody changes the director, we know it. When they have
mm-hmm.
extra teleprompters in the studio, we're the first ones
yep.
to identify it.
Mm-hmm.
We are the best focus group out there, and it's about time we show them just how
mm-hmm.
effective we can be.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the bottom line. And with that,
yep.
have a great weekend. Memorial
okay.
Day, stay safe. And, you know, not for anything, let's not forget what Memorial Day is all about. Let's not forget all the people who came before us to give
mm-hmm.
us the gifts we have today. Have a great weekend, guys.
You too.
Okay,
bye.
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 Thanks,
Simon.
Have a great weekend.
You too.
You know
bye-bye.
What?
And he's so right, though. You know, I mean, I've and this is just my personal opinion. I think that as much as I love the net, I think it's also very, although it's a great way to get your message out there, it also produces a lot of crazies.
That's what,
and,
you know what, I'm
going
to agree because
I think,
before I got a computer and everything, it doesn't bother me. You didn't hear none of the fights. You didn't get involved
in
any of
them. I know, you didn't
right,
hear.
Right.
No, I totally agree, you know.
I think it, I mean, I understand loving and having your favorites. I get that.
Yeah.
I get being passionate about your favorites. What
yeah,
I don't
yes.
get,
like somebody
what
on
I
here
don't
does
get,
right.
what I cannot
hey.
Is when they start to personally attack.
Yeah, I know
you or the
I step so
or
far
their family,
back from Facebook on all of this. You have no idea.
It's ridiculous.
I mean,
this is what makes us, you know, the quote unquote soap opera viewer look like a bunch of, you know,
idiots.
Yeah.
Idiots, exactly. And that's why, you know, we talk about not having any respect. It's, you know, sometimes we're our own worst enemies, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because we make ourselves, well, not, you know, not all of us, but a good portion of us make ourselves look like, you know, crazy.
Fanatics. Yeah.
And they don't do any favors to the genre. They don't do any favors to the normal people who watch soap operas, the people who are passionate about their soaps but don't get on the message boards, you know. And because I remember back in the day when you didn't have a computer, I mean, the way they knew
something was popular was people actually took time to write a handwritten letter.
Yep.
And and that's how they got their message across. Now it's instant gratification.
Mm-hmm.
People can just get on anonymity behind the computer screen and just write whatever they want to write.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes
the people from the Canvas back, I forgot, was Brooke or whatever, they went on SoapNet and they were talking about Liz and Jason, how they actually got on there. They were guests on the show, and they were talking about Canvas, how, you know, they were also talking about there's a lot of anonymity there, you know, and she was saying, you know, I think Ty was asking, what do you want? What is it that you want? They're like, well, we want a middle. We had a beginning and the end. We want a really good storyline, you know, it's and all that. She was just talking about
and
how.
And I agree with what they were saying, but at the same time, this was the same message board that was banning people who didn't exactly agree with exactly what they wanted for Jason and Elizabeth. So, you know, they were kind of hypocrites. They were talking out of the sides of their mouth. So, and it wasn't, and the Canvas wasn't started by those two. Those two kind of stole the
I
don't know if you remember that whole thing that happened with the Canvas. But anyway,
they are.
Yeah. But you know, they weren't the ones who started that website. That wasn't their website.
So they actually
So there was a big brouhaha. I'm not going to get into it. But anyways, they did not start that website.
Yep, and you know what the thing is, the Canvas, I'm just going to say this about it. It banned me. It banned Terry. It banned a whole lot of people.
And I didn't do anything. I didn't go on there and post a lot, and they banned me.
I think that's why they banned me, too, because I never went on there to post.
Oh, my God.
I got chastised for something that I did, and I didn't even say anything. So it was okay, this is ridiculous. You know, I'm not going to be told what I can and can't say when I'm not saying anything negative.
Yeah.
Well, you know what, Ann? All I said people was, Jason and Elizabeth are the best couple in daytime. Let's get with the Sam, because they make... They
and
make
you mentioned
J-Sam
and they banned you because you mentioned the other couple.
Wait. People left. Oh, crap. People left this album tonight because of Kimo's criticism.
Oh, really? What? The chat room left you?
Well, yeah, you know what? I am never, ever, 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 ever going to like Kimo. I made the mistake, and I've said it over and over. I voted for her on Dancing in the Stars. I can't stand
her. It's all your fault, Carly.
Thanks, Carly.
You guys. That's funny. You know, it's funny. I don't know. I just laugh about that.
Well, I never watched Dances with the Stars, so I can honestly and truly say I never voted for her because, I don't know why it's called Dances with the Stars because it's a bunch of B-listers, but anyways.
Well, I voted for the governor, but, you know, that was
you voted for a governor.
It was a companion.
You voted for
a
governor.
A lot of people voted for Arnold. I wasn't the only one because the other guy...
Yeah.
Really bad.
Poor Maria. Oh, God. My
You
guys, really quick, we are going off in 80 seconds, but overtime. We might have a show on Monday. I know we will have one next Friday. I'm going to just see what everyone is up to Monday because it's Memorial Day, though. I said it.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I feel bad for Maria Schreiber. I mean, come on. I mean, you think your love is on solid ground. You think your husband loves you. Oh, but by the way, he's been having this mistress for the last 10 years, and now she's hired a private investigator. So I'm saying good for you, because what if he used government funds to buy that house for that mistress?
They're going after him for that now.
Yeah, they are going after him for that. But but Carly, in your defense, I will never be a Kimo fan either. So,
I know.
I've said that many, many times.
Thank you.
I didn't like her on, but I'm not a hypocrite about it because I didn't like her on Port Charles either.
I liked her on Port Charles, but you know what? I forgot.
I
watched.
I want to be tough.
Recently, I forgot she became a bitch on Port Charles too, Livy. She became
I don't, my problem with it, and maybe this is petty. I'm just sick of the favoritism. I'm sick of what is so special about this woman that the other than her five fanatical fans. what is the rest of us can't see? I mean, what is so special about her? You know, I just don't get it.
There is nothing better than soap fans.
Is that good? Oh, Chris, by the way, because I know you work in the baby unit, Cass, you know, Cassandra, my little nanny, who always did a little low, and they want to keep her overnight. They want to keep her one more night, so it looks like they are going home tomorrow.
Yeah, they'll keep her they'll put her on a monitor and they'll watch her heart. They'll watch her heart rate.
Oh, baby, well, no, I've been an aunt for the last 8 years. Terry will tell you I have 7. Well, let's see. There's four girls right now and. Five girls now and two boys.
And now you have
But my sister is having a baby in July, in June. She's due on the 28th. And she asked me if I wanted to be in the room. So it looks like I'm going to be in the room. So I was kidding. I was kidding, people. I go, can I videotape that, please? And then I can do a play-by-play on myself. And she looked at me and she goes, you're not funny. I'm like,
I'm going to warn you. We talked about this last night, but I was in the room with my best friend. I literally had sympathy pain because I felt sick. I felt like I was going to throw up. I was nauseated. I even told her, I go, Michelle, I'm having a strange feeling. I'm feeling very sick. And I just hated seeing her go through that pain. And that it's true what they say, that when guys go through it with their women, you know, with their wives, with the pregnancy pain, sympathy pain and stuff, I went through it with my BFF. And you might be different. You might be able to be cheery and stuff, but I tried to. I was her Lamaze coach, too. I was supposed to be, but I took classes with her. That didn't help. I didn't I think she was joking with me at the end. She goes, Terry, thanks a lot for being my Lamaze coach. So she was saying it sarcastically, and I'm like, you know, I'm like so sorry. I totally forgot everything. Then the nurse came in and was doing it for her, helped her and stuff. So. And her husband didn't do a damn thing. He was just sitting by the bed waiting for the baby.
He was there.
Well,
I just want to say my little brother, I've never been proud to bend him in my whole entire life. The little guy tried to put me in the toilet, my head in the toilet when we were little. I will forgive you. But I'm just so proud of him because he was all throughout the delivery with her. I'm just so proud of her because both of them. And she was in labor for 23 hours, people. So I'm rethinking this whole motherhood thing. And, after healing 23 hours of labor, thinking.
That was good, because my hospital wouldn't have let her go 23 hours in labor. They would have cut her.
My sister with her first kid, I think she went 24 hours, and that was 27 years ago, so I don't remember exactly. But, I've been an aunt for 27 years.
The hospital I work at, they wouldn't have let her go that long, but.
Anyway. Well, we were all surprised because he was at 9 centimeters for a while, and then they, finally at 10, they just did, and the doctor told her, do not push, and all she wanted to do with you guys was push, and she finally got kind of busy at them and goes, I'm trying not to push, but
100.
Yeah, but feel this. You do not feel this at all. I just, you know, and her mom came in the room and said, oh, maybe I can do this. Her mom left after, like, the first minute of, you know, when she was really in her labor. But I feel sorry for her because the Novocaine was good, but she goes, I wish I had just a little more of that Novocaine because, you know, she thought, oh, I will do fine. People, if the doctor asks you if you want to be on medicine for the delivery, my advice is just take it because I think cramps prepare women for,
Yeah, I was having the worst cramps the other day. Oh, my God. I went to Walmart, and I was like, I could not even breathe. It was so bad. I was like...
Well, I don't know. I work in that area, you know, so if you have to have drugs because you can't handle the pain, that's fine, but I'm just, I don't like epidurals. I think that...
My friend had two epidurals. She had two.
I think they do them too soon. Women have complications with them. Sometimes you can't even feel if the baby's coming or not.
Yeah.
And I just think that as painful as it is, because you forget that pain as soon as they put that baby in your arms.
I don't know.
I mean, I go back and forth on it, so.
My sister-in-law, during labor goes, okay, we might just have one kid, okay? Deal with that. But once the baby was there, then she calmed down and goes, okay, we can have one more. So, I mean,
I think it depends on how your pregnancy is, too. I mean, I know that those who are really, really sick, you know, have constant emesis, they're really sick, usually only have one kid. It really depends on how the pregnancy goes. If you had a good first pregnancy, then your second pregnancy sometimes tends to be a little bit worse.
Yeah.
If you had a really bad first pregnancy, that's when women usually choose not to have another one. I mean, not always.
She's never going to have another baby again because it was too painful. And actually, she's
the labor part or the pregnancy part?
Just the labor and the the labor. She doesn't want to go through it again because it's so painful. And I told her that my mom always said the pain you'll forget about it when you get older.
Yeah,
the older you get. But my friend Michelle said no. It's been 7 years, and I don't think they're going to have another kid. So.
Well,
yeah.
And that's fine. I mean, it's each woman that has to make that decision. I mean, because And I, before I started working in the mother-baby unit, I just thought everything, you know, woman got pregnant, she had a baby, you know, I thought it all went. But I've seen so many, you know, now working in it, I can see that it's really a dangerous prospect to have a baby and all the things that can go wrong. So, you know, it's very scary. So... And I used to think, oh, I'll never let them stick my baby and blah, blah, blah. And I do think they stick the babies way too much. But now I'd be like, yeah, stick it, you know. I mean, it's just because you view it from a different point of perspective, you know. When I was naive and didn't know any of this stuff, it was like, oh, you know. But working in it, it's a completely different situation, so...
When I was holding her in my arms and my grandma was driving me crazy, I think I should tell you, she goes, don't drop the baby. Make sure the head is held up high.
Mm.
And I had to count to 12 because she was annoying me a little. And I finally said to her, I've had like 5 or 6 nieces and nephews before grandma. I know what I'm doing. And but the baby was just, oh, God. And I was having a good time holding her. I did not want to give her up. But then other people came in the room. And I thought, okay, how do I pay people off? I mean, because she is so cute and she opened her eyes for a lot of the time, and which I was surprised. Because some babies don't open their eyes right away like that, but see, it was like, you know, and I could swear she had my grandfather's eyes, but my mom said, it's too close to tail right now because But I still think that. But no, and
well,
I cannot.
All babies are born with blue eyes, but they can't.
Yeah.
They can't change.
All I can say is when my sister goes into labor, I've just asked her for two nice things. They're going into labor on a Friday night when I have my show because, you know, that would be hard to do. And do not go into labor on Monday night when I have my show. Any other day is fine.
Well,
yes,
I don't remember. I mean,
Okay, yes, okay.
I look at these little babies and I think, you know, I said, they've been through a lot. You got to remember, they're exhausted.
Yeah,
you know? They've been through a lot. They go through a lot in their first couple of hours of life and their first couple of days when they're in the hospital. They're put through, they're poked and prodded and everything else. They go through a lot.
They poked and prodded cast. Okay, people, that is not nice. Poor little baby. Poor little thing.
Yes.
But
back to the soaps. I meant to ask Silas this because it was on RPN and that he gave, like, he said something about the rumor that, you know, a certain someone that we don't like is leaving the show. And he said something about Grimaldi and that's the royal family's name in Monaco.
Yeah, is it?
So I guess he's heard the same thing that, you know, she's out the door.
Yep. And let me tell you people, the moment chemo is out the door, we are gonna have the biggest party on the show and people you can drink. We are going to be celebrating. That will be a time to celebrate.
Wait a minute. You mean I'm not supposed to be drinking tonight?
Yeah. Oh, no. Denise, no. You can drink, like, any night my show's on. Oh, my God. Die. Okay. That's the sound. No. But lately when I've been watching in the hospital, I have this wine in my fridge. Not the wine I cannot find from last summer. A new bottle of wine. With Terry, when you come, you need to look for that other bottle of wine for me. But no, last Sunday when I was watching Z8 and someone that I'm not naming came on, I'm like, you know, it's a perfect
we
night for the wine.
Sam McCall. We know who
it is. Yeah, and I find myself, after the wine goes through my body, I'm like, this is the best episode than the hospital I've ever seen.
Did anybody watch Guiding Light? Does anybody watch Guiding Light?
I used to watch it.
No.
Okay, now, I got the book out of the library, Jonathan's story, revisited and stuff. It's like, after Tammy died, I guess, they wrote a book about Jonathan or whatever, so I'm reading it, but it's hard for me to, like, you know, because it's going to be falling for this girl in the book, and I'm, like, thinking, it's hard for me to see anybody other than Tammy with Jonathan, and I have my DVDs of Tammy and Jonathan.
Well, it was hard for the fans to accept him with anybody,
with Lizzie. I was really pissed. Getting upset that they even killed her off because they could have, like, she could have been presumed dead and, you know, to be safe, you know, and they could have been.
I got so mad at Guiding Light when they broke Gus and Harley up that I was like, I'm
I was pissed too, yeah.
I
stopped watching.
Harley.
That.
What did they do? Okay, what was that all about? Why?
Harley, why they broke him up?
Yeah.
I think they broke him up because they wanted just to shake it up, and they were going to put them back together. They were going to put them back together, but then
I remember, yeah.
Killed him off, and then Harley just totally, what happened to her? I forgot. Did she come back at the very end?
She left.
She didn't. Which pissed me off.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I just feel so, I wasn't surprised, but I was very surprised to hear that Jeff Conway, he was in Greece.
Oh, yeah.
And, I'm like, wow. You know, I was very surprised, but then my mind went back to 2009. I don't know why. But then I thought about the whole week that Michael Jackson, Phil Fawcett, Ed McMahon died. And I was thinking, on that day that Phil and Michael died, Do you know how many things were reported that this actor died best? There was like 20 people that were supposed to be passed away, but they didn't really. I mean, names were floating that they like saw in pen, and I'm thinking now, okay, Jeff Conway died, very sad. But death goes in three in Hollywood, so I'm trying to figure out who's next.
Oh, you can never figure out who's next. I mean, you know, it...
You know, because, see, I called it wrong. I thought Zsa Kabor would be dead before Liz Taylor, but I was wrong on that because I really thought Liz Taylor would make it, but I was wrong on that. Denise, what are you doing this weekend, by the way?
Well, my husband's coming back from Chicago tomorrow. I'll be picking him up at the airport. Probably barbecuing Sunday. And just hanging out here at home. Nothing exceptional. It's going to be extremely hot and a little rainy, which we desperately need here. We're very dry.
Well, I think I'm going to sleep and get caught up on shows. Because it's like my older brother and his wife and five kids are going over to the other in-laws. My little brother and his wife just had the baby, so they want a nice, low-key weekend. And my older sister's, like, gone for the weekend. And my mom and grandma are doing something Saturday and Sunday, but then we might hang out Monday. But... You know, when we were growing up, I loved Memorial Day. I always looked forward to it. There were so many barbecues. Now when you get older, you really don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Let me ask you guys a question. Now that it's, you know, the end of the night and there's just a few of us here, like 3-4 nights ago, you know, Dirk Cheatwood, Max from General Hospital, you know who I'm talking about, correct?
Yeah, I'm Max.
Okay, well, we're on Twitter, a few of us, and he tweets that he's going to be doing his live chat, you know, and gives us the link, and we all go on, and he's at home, and he's chatting with everybody, probably about 6 or 8, maybe 10 fans, you know, or whatever, in there, and we were having a great conversation. It was really cool. So I went out like the next night when I got home, and one of my friends on Twitter, who also comes on the show here tonight, she and I both ended up on there again, she did, and she tweeted me that he was on, but I got home too late and I missed it. So last night I saw where he was going to be on again with Rick Herbst, and I'm like, oh, this is cool. I'm going to want to check it out.
God, I hate math.
Get on there, and the whole thing is about signing up for a diet plan, and you can
diet
do these
plan.
Two shakes a day, and
join
this thing.
No.
And get your friends to join, and it'll pay for yours, and we can all make... Can you believe that shit?
Don't even do... No, don't. Just... Hey, you
well,
know what?
Like it's like the Monave thing, you know? I mean,
everybody's got their own thing. I lost 30 pounds in a year a few years ago by doing the Atkins diet. A friend of mine, she motivated me. I saw her doing it, but she did. She said the first 7 days you got to do the full blown. You got to cut out everything. You got to eat whatever, the protein stuff. But then she said after a while she kind of just, she did it on her own. She just cut out a lot of stuff. And I it took me years and years and years and years to lose weight. But because she motivated me and then I did it. I did what she did and I lost 30 pounds in a year and... I maintained it, but I'm fluctuating all the time. It's hard now to go back on, you know. I've done everything. I did the Oprah diet, the liquid thing back in the day when she was
doing that. I did the Slim Fast. I lost 20 pounds with that. But I did it the wrong way. You know, I didn't eat anything.
That's not what it's about. That's not what my gripe is. My gripe
is... Oh, what is it?
That our superstar would use a venue like Twitter to suck us that was totally personal. There was nothing mentioned about it on the first night. Nothing.
Right.
And then drew everybody back there again and then started feeding it out.
Yeah.
And then by the third night, it was full-blown infomercial.
That's how they get, like, the Monavie, like you were saying.
It's like the Monavie thing. I mean,
they get
that
people. That's how they get people. They get the word out. So my friends did that to me. My friends, I have some really good friends. They got me into doing that, to going to the meetings and everything. The problem is you have to buy the stuff and you have to get people under you. It's not worth it. I mean, I told her. Because I got out of it.
$40. This is like $2. I mean, $4 a day. And if you do that by 30 days, that's $120 a month.
Oh, my God. Wow.
You know, that's a lot of money. And, you know, and then, of course, he's going to say to you, well, if you can go anywhere and you can eat two meals a day for less than $4, then you're not eating healthy. I got two kids and a husband and a cat and a house, you know, I got bills. I mean, if I spend $20 a day for my whole family, I'm doing good, you know?
You know what, people, they're so good with words and they,
he was good, I'll tell you.
Yeah,
Dirk is the personality that sucks you in. And Rick is the personality to sell it to you.
I'm sure Steve Burton has been really good with
this. I was just going to say, I like Steve Burton, but I totally got turned off by that whole Monavie thing. I was just totally turned off on that. So.
Yeah.
What is Monavie?
It's a drink.
It's that drink. It's like an energy drink.
That's it. Then I think that's it.
Is it?
They're all into that. It was,
now they have one that came out. I went to a meeting.
He's in it. Dirk's in it.
Listen, if you
Red
stop
Bond
eating two meals a day and replace it with a drink of any kind, you're going to lose weight. As soon as you start eating again, guess what?
Yeah, I did that with Slim Fast. I was drinking nothing but Slim Fast.
Anything else.
Because I didn't really eat anything, and I was doing it. I have a little salad or whatever, but I lost 20 pounds, and then I got off of it.
I'm angry.
Yeah, I know.
I'm mad at my boys. I really am.
I would
they
be angry.
They manipulated all the fans that joined
public appearances and they do that stuff. You know, it's like they're using their fans in order to.
Who was doing it, Denise? Who was this you were talking about that was tweeting it? Who was it?
It was Dirk Cheatwood. That's Matt.
He's into it.
He lost 30 pounds. Okay, he looks great. And Rick Hurst.
Oh, Rick Hurst now is doing
it? Rick Hurst was into it.
He looks almost too thin from what I saw.
You know, the thing is these people are celebrities, so it's easy for them to start.
Well, hell yeah.
I know what you're saying. They're taking advantage of the fans.
I'm pissed off that they manipulated
I mean,
us
come on.
Like that.
Good for them. If they're going to do
I'm not going to pull any punches with you. I'm 45 years old and I weigh 249 pounds. And I'm not happy about that. But if I was looking to lose weight, I'd seek it out. I certainly wouldn't let someone on Twitter that I follow that I'm a fan of, manipulate me like that. And that's what it was last night. And I'm really pissed off about it.
Yeah.
It's like
they're seeking out. It's like they're going on there and they're seeking out.
Well, they do it at the PAs too. I mean, it's almost when you go to see the PAs, you get so long with asking them questions, and then they do this.
Oh, I can't wait for Fan Club Weekend. All the shit that's going to get crammed down my throat then.
Oh, my
God.
I
don't know if they're allowed to do it then, but they do it when they have their own personal appearances. I don't
know.
Well,
let me tell you something. If I bump into any of them that weekend, they're going to hear it from me.
I don't think that they should at the week. That's for the show. I mean, if you wanted to, if you were paid to go talk about it, your diet, then yeah. But I mean, you're paying to go see.
Yeah.
So not to
you
hear
know,
about.
I mean, if you're going to put it out there on Twitter to come to a chat with him, then you know what? Put it out there. Going to be talking about this great new weight loss plan.
Is that something other than the Monavie, or is it? Is it the Monavie or is it something else?
I don't remember the name of it, but I know if you, I guarantee if you
want to
know
got a new product. Maybe they got a new product.
Well, it may be a new product.
I don't know. All I know is it's two shakes a day.
Really?
Yeah, you drink two shakes a day instead of two meals. Plus,
really?
I guess, the regular meal.
Now, that's something different. That's not Monavie.
That is something different. Man, if I had been 4 years ago, I probably would have done that.
I guess if you get three people to buy,
right, it's a pyramid scheme. They have to have so many
you're
people
buying,
buy
you're
it,
free.
And then they have to get so many people to buy it, and then they have to get so many people
yeah.
to buy it.
It's like a pyramid scheme.
Yeah, it's a pyramid scheme.
That's what
and
Monavie
that scheme.
That's why, and I can't stand pyramid schemes.
Right.
And don't even try to sell
like
me
I said,
one because I'm not.
If I just went and got Slim Fast and did that, I'd do the
it's
same.
It's the same damn
you're
thing.
You're going to lose weight. You're going
yeah.
to lose weight. But the only thing
you
talk,
you guys are all talking about losing weight, and I went in the kitchen and got me something to eat. drink, and then I have these Rice Krispies.
Oh my god! Okay, yeah.
That I made with chocolate chips in them. And you guys are talking about losing weight.
This is somebody that's on the phone. She knows that I get feel guilty when I eat some crap, you know, and I go to the...
Oh, I used to all the time.
Before I go to work in the morning, she knows I'm trying, like, I'll keep saying I'm going to... carb thing, and I go into 7-Eleven and I go, should I have the donuts or the granola bar or something? And so
well,
I go, well,
you know, and I'm not coming back,
the
so I better get it.
Brenda is supposed to say, oh no, go ahead, get to the granola bar, you know, so you don't feel guilty, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did notice Carly got quiet there for a while.
I know.
Hello? Are you...
Okay, fine. You guys, okay, I could not do a diet to save my life. I mean, I couldn't do it. I mean...
Well, you know what? You can't
to be like, no, no. Just have one cookie. Have five. You know?
You can't tell yourself you're going on a diet.
I got
to say you're going on a diet, then you're going to... You end up jinx, you know, you end up sabotaging yourself.
You do, I do that every day.
In my language,
like,
eat better.
The other day, I was doing really good. One day I said to myself, I'm going to go on the no-carb thing. So I went to 7-Eleven, I got some water, and I got a yogurt-like thing, you know, with more healthier than the donuts and the and, you know, I went to work and I ate it. And then a friend of mine called me to go to a graduation party the next day, and I'm like, shit, that isn't going to work because we're going to sushi bar, and she said there's going to be cake. So I kind of blew it. I just decided to start the day that I was doing the yogurt and the water thing.
Well, you know,
see?
You just have to eat things in moderation, and you have to exercise.
Yeah, that's the key.
It's not just the eating, it's the exercise. You have to exercise. If you don't exercise, you ain't going to lose weight.
You're not fooling anybody if you don't exercise.
You're right.
I didn't even exercise and I lost 30 pounds. That was amazing.
Yeah, you have to exercise.
You know?
It's eating right. It's eating in proportions. I mean, it's not that you can't have the cake or the cookies. You just can't have five of them.
You can't have five of them or two pieces of cake. Yeah.
Right. And then if you exercise, and certainly walking is the best exercise you can do.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know why the best.
I better go walk. The better
exercise. People say walking, but if you go shopping and you're walking and you're going from place to place, really, you can get your exercise. Yeah, I mean, you can get your You can get your exercise shopping in a mall, people.
Maybe window shopping, because I've stopped that shopping thing. But window shopping, yeah, you could walk all over town.
I've stopped that shopping thing, but my one downfall, and Terry knows this, is Target. I love Target.
I could go in Target now and walk out without anything.
Yeah, I
know.
Yeah. I don't
use
you know,
I could,
I don't know if I could leave with nothing, though.
There's a shop called New York and Company. I really love that place.
Oh, yeah, I love New York.
Love that place. I could not walk in that place without buying anything, but now I could walk in there and come right out. You know, it doesn't bother me anymore. Oh, God, that place is the bomb. I love that place. I haven't stepped
Terry,
in one
Harley,
in a long
time. Who else is on with us? Who is that?
What, now?
Yeah.
That's
Terry and Chris.
Yeah,
who?
Me, the co-host, and Chris on the phone.
Chris, okay. I didn't know who else that was.
Well, yeah, Chris is my little calmer down, like, she has to, like, rein me in when, I mean.
You know what, you know, Chris, me and her get into, like, I remember once. We would get into arguments over General Hospital. I told her,
you know
what, don't even tell me anything. The more that I don't know, the better we won't get, you know, and I don't really need to know. If I want to know, I'll ask you. That's
I like
really
her.
No, I mean, I don't, because we get into stupid arguments about silly things, and it turns into heated conversation. I'm like, you know what? I ended up saying bye and hanging up. And then I was like,
hang up on me, people.
I can't stand it. I'm like, you know, if this is going to make me fight, I don't even want to talk right now. And then she'll call her mom, and she's like, what did you talk
there
about?
There you go. She keeps you straight.
And it's
well,
always,
I'm just the voice of reason. I look at it from all points of view. You know,
I know.
And sometimes you don't like what I have to say, but I'm just saying that,
well,
you know,
yeah,
when you're not coming to you in an emotional place, you know, I mean, you've got to look at it from all points of view.
But you know what, like tonight, I wasn't.
I'll mention Robin or something, and then she'll get, oh, well, you know, what if Carly, what if Robin gets bitched at or whatever? You gonna? And I'm like, you know what? We're gonna. I don't. You know, I love Robin, and you know, and then because I love Robin, she'd be like, well, you know, so bring up Carly. I'm like, I didn't even mention Carly. I was mentioning.
And the thing, if you have to remember Carly, is not everybody likes Carly.
I know. But you know what? The thing is, people, it would be nice. You know, I mean, most people like Robin and the girl, like, really goody character that I can't sometimes stand Robin for that.
But it's not a goody. She's never claimed to be a saint back in the day. She's done things that maybe people don't like. I mean, you know, I'm not going to say she's perfect. She's probably done things in her past that I don't agree with, you know, whatever. But I'm not going to, you know.
The writing for the Robin and the Elizabeth character, and this is coming from an Elizabeth fan, so do not bite my head off when I say this, okay?
Yeah,
okay.
The problem with the writing for the Robin and the Elizabeth characters is I can see some people's point of view about where they're coming from.
Yeah.
But the general gist of the people who dislike Robin and Elizabeth feel. Now, I don't agree with this. I think that they take responsibility for the things that they do. But sometimes in Becky's inflection, when the way she acts in certain scenes, she makes Elizabeth come off seeming like she admits that she's wrong.
Yeah.
But she almost does it in a way where she still criticizes and judges other people, and she's almost like she has this superiority about her, you know what I mean? And I can see that sometimes. So I understand some people's gripes about Elizabeth, and that might just be an acting choice on Becky's part. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But the goody-goody two-shoes thing is the problem that they've written Elizabeth. See, Elizabeth and Robin have always been the good girls. So whenever they do something bad, they do something really bad, especially Elizabeth, because they've turned Elizabeth, you know, what they've done.
Yeah, I know.
They and then they make her, like, act like Well, I'm still better than you because I, you know, and I can see where some of the fans get kind of pissed off about that because it's like, bitch, just get off your high horse, you know what I mean? So I understand it. So that's the problem with GH is the way they write those particular kind of characters. You know,
I mean
they are considered goody-goody two-shoes, but at the same time, they almost act like they're better than people than other people because they are. It's not so much that they put themselves on pedestals, but the people around them put them on pedestals.
They kind of buy into that
philosophy about it. And there are things about Elizabeth that drive me crazy. But because
I have
an open mind of these characters. I don't put them on a pedestal.
I admit when they're wrong.
When Robin told Jason maybe she should have gone to him first before she went behind her back and told the truth or something, you know, I'm not going to say what she totally did was right. I mean, I would have taken a different approach to it.
But I don't think what Carly and Jason did was right either.
They were all wrong in that. I mean, come on.
Was Elizabeth with Jason first?
Robin was his first love.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah. So if it wasn't for Robin,
Robin is the one that was always trying to get him to leave the mob. Robin was the one that did all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that Elizabeth
was accused of trying
to do to Jason, Robin's the one that did that. So that's what drives me crazy when people say, Elizabeth, I want to backslap him. I mean, there's things that drive me crazy about Elizabeth, and I will be the first to admit it, and she is my girl. But
one thing I
will not tolerate is when they say she cannot handle Jason's life.
She's willing to be a family with him. And she even hid. Remember when the Russian whole thing, she went to his office.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, you need to get out of here. You know, and she didn't go. She hid.
The only times that Elizabeth has really, really, I've wanted to just backslap the shit out of her is when she puts Lucky before everybody else.
Yeah.
This Lucky obsession with her
I know.
Is ridiculous.
You need to get over that. Like
insulting.
When
the whole Jake thing, you know, she was trying to convince herself that she was doing it for the best of Jake. No, she was doing it for the best of Lucky.
Everything she did
was about Lucky.
Yeah.
And you will never convince me otherwise. And
what do you think's going to happen when the truth comes out about Aiden?
Oh, my God. You know what? I don't really know.
I don't know because I know that Amy and Carly disagree with me on this. They're convinced that Guza was going back towards Liz and Jason. I'm not so sure about that. I think he was headed back towards Liz and Lucky.
I think there
were inklings there. I mean, I think that he was putting into place. He could have, if Ron's wasn't going to let him go back to Jason and Elizabeth, then he was going to go back to Liz and Lucky.
I don't think so.
But now,
you know,
I don't think
thing
they're
is,
going to go back
is that
to Liz and Lucky.
I can't, I don't, I just, oh God.
No,
I just
no,
went.
You
I,
know
I
what?
Mean, I don't know. I don't know what Garen Wolf is going to do. I don't know who Garen Wolf likes. I mean, I know that he's written great stuff for Liz and Jason, but I've also heard that he also likes Liz and Lucky. So I really don't know which way
he likes Jason and Sam. Well, you could tell he didn't like Jason and Sam because they wrote
it. I don't
like,
know that he likes Jason.
And
I don't
you
know
about
that.
One thing
is,
I was so happy she got hit by a car, you know?
I know.
That was funny.
That was really funny.
I was hoping it would have been Liz, but, you know, it was Monica.
You know what?
The thing is,
I believe very, very, very soon that the clicky booming is going to heal around the world, and a lot of people are going to be happy, and a lot of people are going to say, what the fuck? And a lot of people are going to be apologizing to me and to help with the devil. Because of what I've been saying.
Save, until that time comes, you could just say the I told you so's, okay?
Well, I know, but the I told you so's.
I'm not disagreeing with you, Carly. I mean, you know I believe what you're saying. I'm just saying you know, there. If you look at the show as a whole, Liz and Lucky have a hell of a more history than Jason and Sam do.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, so, it, you know, whether you like Lucky or not, whether you like their relationship or not, it was a very, very, very important relationship in Liz's life.
Yeah.
So,
oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And Jason and
Lucky
are
the And now throw a biological
two,
baby into
right,
it.
Right. And Jason and Lucky are the two most important men in Elizabeth's life. So they
yep.
can go either way. They can go with Liz and Jason. They can go with Liz and Lucky. We may not be Liz and Lucky fans, but that doesn't mean that, you know, there
no,
isn't
I,
that
I
history
just,
there that he isn't an important part of her life, you know. So I'm
yeah.
just saying that,
oh, yeah,
that
yeah,
as
I
far
just,
as history is concerned, there's a great deal of history there.
But, you know, if we really wanted to be really picky,
yeah.
people, we could say Liz and Lucky really has like a year and a half love thing. Because, you know, I got Liz and Lucky before the file. Liz and Lucky
oh,
after
I totally
the file.
Oh, I totally agree with that. I totally agree with that, and they should never have recasted Lucky. But I'm
you
just
know,
saying
I mean,
that from there is
oh, yeah.
a lot of history. There's
yeah.
a lot
yeah,
of
yeah there's a lot of his.
Okay.
Well, yeah, and I believe that, you know, we... You know, once everything plays out and everything, I think there's going to be a lot of people who are going to like what's about to happen,
mm-hmm.
and other people are going to, you know, I like, you know, I would not mind the what the fuck moment would be a big, good what the fuck moment for us, because I still, to the core of my being, Zeke never died. Zeke is not dead. Luke did not want him over. Simon calls on Lexington Avenue. You know what I feel like doing one day, which I know sounds crazy? I feel finding seven people and drive on a road and coming from opposite angles. And I'm like, coming from opposite angles, people would have saw each other on that road that night. So, and to me, Zeke is not dead. He never died. And people... I'm just going to have to live with my theory because I don't care what they think.
And, yeah,
by the way,
you know, I mean, it would be great if Jake was alive. But, you know, you have, it's like, it's, I think, he's just, maybe it was Denise said, you know, she had, there, and if Jake is alive, you know, Lucky and Jason are the two most important men in her life, and she has a biological
oh, yeah.
child with each of them. So the pool is going to be,
oh,
like
you
said,
know what?
It's not an easy
yeah,
thing.
Yeah. But if they do a 180, which I would love to see.
I know, but Aiden is not going to be Jason's.
Hey,
anymore.
Excuse me, I'm living my
life.
You
know what?
I know about.
My God, I'm so glad I'm not watching General Hospital. I think I'd go nuts.
No.
You're
all you have
even
to do.
Watching the show anymore.
Seriously, I'd really go nuts watching. I could not. I can't stand it right now. I'm so glad. I haven't even been on my computer today, really, so haven't been on the computer at all. So
well,
I wasn't on
Twitter because Carly
called
me.
It's nice. It's actually nice.
You're calling
not,
in, right? And I
it's
said,
nice
yeah,
not knowing
in.
Not what's going
well,
on.
Well, she's
I'm
calling
right.
me saying, you got to call
me
down.
It's from Lily on the phone, and then, you know, I'm like, whatever.
Yeah, well, you know what? That's why... That's why I love my chat in the morning with people because,
mm-hmm.
You know,
it calms you down.
Yeah. And you know what? You know that this is another thing on Twitter. I hate people unfollow
well,
people.
Don't get on Twitter so much then. If it bothers you so much, just don't get on
no,
Twitter.
No. All I'm saying about Twitter, though, people unfollow you for the craziest thing. I mean, you say one thing and someone doesn't like, people are going to follow you for that one little statement, even though you said it funny. That's, I mean, and, you know, Denise, I think you're right about the whole Dex Seaford thing. I'm like, that really, you know, I mean, yeah, I mean,
yeah,
that's
using one outlet to suck you into another, and I just, you know, I almost felt, as I was sitting there last night listening, I was like, they're kidding me, right? I just sat here and loaded this chat room, and it's really cool. Let me tell you, the technology that they're using, very cool. Video, I could see them, you know, I could hear them. We had a chat going. It was, you know, more than what we have right now is fantastic. It's way beyond anything I imagined prior to, you know, my whole getting involved with this was the soaps being canceled. And so in some ways I'm grateful to that because I wouldn't have found this if not for that.
Oh, yeah.
But you know, then I'm looking at this chat and I'm like, this is great. I'm literally in Dirk Cheatwood's office room in his house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then two nights later, I'm in his office room and Rick Hurst is in his house and I'm looking at both of them and I'm going, this is awesome. And then they start pitching. And
yeah,
like,
I mean, I do. I think that, you know, I couldn't
really
afford to go to any of these. You know, I don't go
to
any of
these.
I don't go to any of the PAs because it costs too damn much money.
I know, that's another thing.
And I
people
think
cannot...
that it's like, people can't afford this stuff, not in today's, you know. I just feel
it's ridiculous.
I feel like certain stars, certain daytime stars, use their fans in an ill way sometimes, you know. And
right.
I just don't like that.
I mean, it's one thing
like
if they're
that.
Trying to sell a book that they wrote. You know, or something like that. But this is something that, you know, is totally off.
Right, right.
Totally
right.
Nothing to do with the reason that I would even be following him on Twitter.
Yeah.
And I understand it's also another form of income for him. I get that, too.
Well, good for him.
But yeah.
And let me
know
that going in.
Right, right.
You know?
Right. I totally agree with you.
And, you know, I just, you know, yeah, that is just.
Carly, if you decide to start selling Rice Krispies or something on your radio show, will you let me know?
Okay, wait. Okay.
A direct message or something.
Okay, got a question. Do you.
She has the option as to whether or not she wants to come or not.
Yeah, okay, but you.
Option.
Oh God, but my whole Rice Krispies. No, I have this plan that Kelly knows. I thought about the recently. I could make my Rice Krispies and my garlic bread and sell them because I believe you will make money. And then people I don't like, I would like put really hot stuff in the garlic. You know, I was. But my Rice Krispies are very good. Right, Terry?
I guess so.
Terry?
Hey!
I have a question.
I'm trying to think. This math problem, they put so much words in these fucking problems.
I hate math.
Listen to this. An elevator went from the bottom to the top of a building at an average speed of 4 feet. Second, remained at the top of the building for 90 seconds, and then returned to the bottom at 5 feet every second, or whatever, per second. If the total elapsed time was 4.5 minutes, how high is the tower? Oh, my God. That's going to take me forever to fucking answer. And I don't remember the samples, because I've been studying all day how to work these problems, and that doesn't even look familiar. Fuck, they show you how
to
do
it. Carly,
seconds, girl.
I know.
Yeah, which show is going to be the bigger party when Chemo leaves or when Liaison gets together? Which one's going to be the bigger party?
Oh, God.
Oh,
That's a toss-up. I see.
Yeah.
God.
Well, you know what? We'll have a big party for both because
I think it's going to be chemo because we've been wanting her gone
chemo too. I think
long time.
We'll be happy that Lazon get together, but if when she leaves,
yeah.
I think we're all going to be.
I think we'll be shouting out like New Year's, like you know, a new New Year, like just you know, go out and buy. I'll go out.
And you know, that's why we're going to celebrate so much is because her five fanatical fans are going to melt so bad that
I know. Don't think I'm a mean person, but what please like chemo because I want to say ASF on ABC message book. She's gonna really melt like there's no tomorrow. Yeah. So I mean, you know, I mean that. I mean, I think we're gonna have a party for both because it needs to be a big celebration for Lazon. But when chemo leaves. That's like the night. Okay, I know this is gonna come out.
I'm telling
crazy.
You, I know my luck. If she'll re-sign at the last minute. I just know it.
Okay, Chris.
Oh my God. Okay, thanks
Chris.
A lot. Thanks.
You know what? Okay, Chris. Take that back. We need positive. We need to be positive.
I'm trying to be positive. I just know my luck.
Okay,
it's
you know what?
Though.
Yeah,
what?
Okay. Well, that's going to be everybody's luck, huh?
I just have this feeling chemo is going to go. And, you know, when that day happens, you know, I think all of us just should be celebrating and not be negative and don't listen to the other fan base because, oh, my God, if Kelly Monaco goes, can we say goodbye to the
chemo? Let's get that song, Goodbye to You song. Goodbye to you.
If Ron leaves, Monica's going to be let go. She is the only reason he is the only reason she is still there.
Yeah,
I don't think Darren Wolf has any
level
investment in her. I don't think.
No.
I love
that website I told you. Even though, Carly, you don't like Dante, check out DanteFans.com. She does a great job at spoofing on Sam's character with her new uterus. Okay?
it's hysterical.
God. It's just a spoof. She spoofs everybody on the show. It's very cute. It's very light humor, and it's really funny.
It's almost like they have to give them a baby.
90 seconds.
Stupid ass storyline. You know, I mean, it's like so stupid.
5 feet.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm sorry. RTN is the most negative site out there. I mean, I don't go on RTN that much anymore because I get sick of the negativity on there. I mean, I really do. So, I mean, but I just think that the
Road to Nowhere.
Yeah, I think sometimes
it's a liaison site.
I don't know all these sites. I really don't.
It's a liaison site. If you go to the spoiler section, they're very negative in there. They really.
Yeah, but you know what is funny about that is even though it's Jason and Viz site, they bring all the shit over about the Sam, and that's what I hate. You know, people don't want to hear that. People, you know, don't want to hear about the other couple.
It's just their way of ranting about it. I don't.
Oh, I know.
It's not them pimping Jason and Sam. It's not like them going, "Oh, I can't wait for Jason and Sam." You know, no, they're bitching about Jason and Sam, and it's just their way of venting their hatred of Jason and Sam. They're really pimping them. They're not Jason and Sam fans by any stretch of the imagination. It's just
got on here, what was it, Carly, last time we were on, and she got on the chat board and did a hit and run, Sam Forever or something.
She said that he was a bad actress. And
it's
funny I'm so happy that Kelly did not get an Emmy nomination.
Oh, yes. I'm happy that my good little white girl won it. You know, if C doesn't win, I will be one pissed. Well, okay, yeah, but they did this to me. They put Laura and Michelle Stafford in the same category. So
Michelle
that's a little hard.
And Michelle will probably
hey.
Win because Michelle is an awesome actress. I mean, she can act. I'm sorry.
I know.
Girl.
I know.
But, that girl, that woman can act circles around almost every daytime actress on TV. So
yeah, but like I told Laura on Twitter one day, if you win, I mean, your first stop is an interview on my show because I have a feeling you're gonna win. Okay, and I'm telling you, if she doesn't, and if it doesn't go to Mysterio Stafford, if it goes to somewhere else. Besides Michelle, though, I will be in a very pissed off mood. Just two more people.
It depends on what the reel is, you know.
I've said
this many a time. I don't like the daytime Emmys because I think they're a joke. I think that, you know, a mediocre actor.
Oh my God,
actor,
I agree.
I think a mediocre actor can have two really good scenes, and they can put that into a reel, and they can win an Emmy. But the rest of the year, they suck. And the people that vote on them only watch those particular scenes that they submit. They don't watch it throughout the year. It's just like General Hospital getting all those Emmy nominations. I mean, that's a fucking joke. Excuse my French, but
right.
You know, every year they put out that special effects episode that gets them the Emmy, and it's ridiculous. I mean, Y&R is a consistently good, well written soap every single day.
I wish I watched that.
And it never, you know, it's like, why isn't Y&R winning? Oh, that's right, because they tell stories. They don't do gimmicks, you know. And it just it frustrates me. It frustrates me.
Do all three
but
of you
as far
watch
as I'm concerned, Y&R
the other
just stations? What's that?
What do you mean? Like which ones?
Do y'all watch the other shows?
Yeah, but I watch Young and the Restless, but I'm kind of mad at B&B, so I don't watch B&B right now. But I grew up watching Days of Our Life. I grew up watching Days.
See, I'm going to be so lost when they take all my children and one life off because I've only watched ABC my entire life.
Oh, really? Okay.
Oh, my God.
You know
Channel
2 when Guiding Light and
Outward. I've been around for 2 hours.
Yeah,
a day
I watched. When I was a kid, I watched All My Children in General Hospital, but then I watched As the World Turns and
oh my God, I have
so
no
Young and the Restless and As the World Turns, and I don't watch All My Children anymore, but I loved As the World Turns and Y&R, and then of course
I'm
General
not
going to
miss All My Children as much as One Life, and I think the majority of the fans are feeling the same way. I mean, yes, it's a loss, but I think we're all acclimated now that show has been gearing towards an end for a while.
All My Children?
Yes. I think when, David Canary left, I mean, we lost all the big players.
All My Children lost.
You know, we lost Palmer, and we lost. We lost. What was her name? Oh my God, I feel horrible.
Phoebe.
Oh well, her too. But the
Myrtle.
Yes, I have a whole damn article of her in my Super Spoke Weekend album. Yeah, when we started losing all these key players, Brooke just like was gone. You know,
this tells you how old I am because I lost interest in All My Children when Jenny died, and that was back in 1980.
Oh, see, that's
so
just
you know,
because really
Jenny and Greg
it.
And Jenny were my couple. I mean,
oh, Jenny
and
Greg,
my first couple was Jenny.
Hey.
Jenny.
Oh
my
God,
I think about Jenny.
Yes. I wish somebody did clips. I wish they had edits of Greg and Jenny. I would love them.
Yeah. There should be something on YouTube.
There's only a little bit. I've checked. Leave me. Believe you me. Somebody can
I like the original
of this.
If they
I'm
had the original Opal on there, they could, but they can't. I mean,